482. The custodians. D. I don't know what it feels like, but I'm feeling something. J. That is enough for you to know then. It is of no harm to you, but I cannot communicate in the same fashion as you are accustomed. I will try. I am simulating a voice, and it is not my way. But I must tell you some things, because you have entered an area that it was not expected for you to enter. D. Is there any problem with that? J. Not in the sense of the word a problem, as we would relate to a problem. But you need to adjust to Janice in her physicalness, for I am using her voice in a manner, but yet I am not using her voice. And she is not suffering any physical discomfort, other than that. Psi, you need to give her instructions to adjust herself. Adjust herself. D. To the energy or what? J. You need to give Janice's physical self. Hurry and give physical self an instruction to adjust. Just simply do that, and say to her physicalness to adjust. Emphatic, say to her physicalness to adjust. D. All right. I am speaking to Janice's physicalness. I want it to adjust. I want it to relax. Her breathing was slowing down again, and be calm. This is only a different energy that's speaking through you. Adjust and relax. No physical problems whatsoever. A very good feeling. A very relaxed feeling. It is just something different that is happening. But the physical body is very capable of handling this. All right. Is she making the adjustment? J. A sweet and feminine voice. She is making the adjustments. Yes, she is making the adjustments. D. All right. But you say D have entered an area you weren't expecting me to. J. The authority voice again. Allow the adjustments. This is very important. For you must understand, you have crossed many energy levels here. And we cannot allow any harm to come to the physical. We have Janice operating in 4 energy states at the present time. You do not realize that. And you must bear with us, because there was a bit of a. The ultimate experience, 483, shift. A very rapid shift that she was, at those 4 levels, not able to adjust to properly in the physicalness. D. Yes, and you wish her no harm at all. J. No, but you are working in the highest of energy states at this moment. And we must tell you that sometimes this will happen. We will direct you. Do not be afraid that you won't know what to do. For, as you can see, we reach a point of allowance and non-allowance with relation to certain physicalness, with relation to certain sacred space, with relation to certain energy space, with relation to certain holding pattern space. So we have all 4 of those states in being. And what you must understand is that, at each of these levels there is constant molecular motion. And when you are transcending time, and when you are moving through different types of time at a rate of speed that is faster than light, to even attain this level of energy, certain rapid changes cause pattern changes all the way to the physical structure. And it is very important to maintain the balance. We will never allow imbalance in this being or in Ken. There cannot be imbalance in these beings. It is the reason for their still being able to function in the physicalness. Ken, at this moment, is at a rate of imbalance in his physicalness. And we are working with him to bring his life into a point of balance. He is experiencing difficulties, and we are working with him. Although he is not conscious, and cannot be brought to consciousness. And he will be brought to consciousness through Janice. It is important to know that Ken is also with Janice at the moment in a different state of being, although he is also asleep in his bed in Oklahoma. So you must know these things. And it is important for you to be aware of what you are relating to. Because you are not always aware. And this is not a shortcoming. Please understand that we do not look at this as any shortcoming of yours. You must understand that these are simply methods of which you are unfamiliar, because you have not worked at this level. You truly have not worked at this level. You, 484, the custodians, have been close to this level, but not at this level before. And that is the reason for your connection with Janice. The reason for some of your interactions with other energies at certain other levels, is because there must be also within you a willingness to come to this level. For you too truly will, in a sense, although it will not change in any manner of being in your physical life or in any manner of being in your energy. You will be feeling a bit of difference. It will be a good difference. Now, what you must understand is that you had a willingness to come to this level, or you could not have come with Janice to this level. D. It would have been blocked, in other words. J. It would have been not allowed. So you were ready to come here. Now what you should know is that, in a sense, some things will become easier for you. It will be a natural transition for you. Do not misunderstand when I say the word adjustment, because adjustment does not mean the same at this energy level as it means to you in your state of being. What happens is that only your highest good is held in our highest regard. For the work you are doing, you must know that we have a deep admiration for your willingness to pass beyond the point of your own physicalness, which you do. You do that. You actually push yourself past the point at which your true physicalness is developed. Because what you are sensing is, when you asked for a method, that was our key to know you were ready. I did not consciously remember asking for anything, but apparently it had occurred on a subconscious level. It was the point when you were scanned. After the time you were exposed to that very method which we gave you tonight. However, in the beginning you did not accept it. You heard it, but you did not take it. And we knew you were not ready to come to this level. So that is why different people came to you through Janice before. She was always at this level. But she had to come down to bring you to a point of being willing to come here. And to develop to a point that you could go past your fear of being changed as an individual. The ultimate experience, 485, because you will not change. But you had a fear of being out of control. In a sense, you had a fear within you of any source of exposure of past something beyond where you were comfortable. You felt you were not able to handle this particular point. And you were not. D. That's a very human trait. J. It is a very human trait. D. But I don't remember being given a method. There was nothing on the tapes of those early sessions. J. It was not on the tape. It occurred in a discussion after the rape. It was not given on the tape, because it was not meant to be on the tape. Many of your discussions with Janice, we will tell you at this point, have been to, if you will forgive us. We ask prior forgiveness from you, but we have tested you in a conscious state, with simple discussions in which Janice discussed concepts after your session. This was exposure through things she would say to you. That, if you had reacted one way, we would have known of your level of development with relation to being willing, and being ready to be exposed to this level of energy and mode of operation. You have touched on this through other people. You have touched a session of classes. You have touched a student level of being, but you have not touched a master level of being before. That is what you have done here tonight. You have touched a master level of energy interaction. For that is where, as I have told you before, Janice and also can operate through UFO energy. But they operate outside that energy also. Even at a higher vibrational rate than is understood by UFO beings to which you have been exposed. D. I was concerned because there were physical reactions to Janice's body. I thought maybe she couldn't take that energy. The other being seemed to think I had progressed into a level of energy that I wasn't ready for. J. No, you misunderstand. You are speaking with the doctor. I am not the doctor. I am a mediator. I am a balancer. That is what I do. You are not speaking with the doctor. The 486, the custodian's, doctor's energy field was disturbed. But you must understand. I need to explain to you some things that are important for you to know, because this will occur again. In that you did not realize that when you took Janice to actually when Janice and Ken entered the sacred room, they were living again the sacred room in their physicalness. And they moved from the sacred room. But they did not move from the sacred room, because they are in the sacred room, even as we speak. And they move to the energy room in a different state of being. Although they are also in the physical, and in the energy, at a different kind of energy in the sacred room. It is complicated, but it is important for you to understand this, because you must understand the mechanics of these shifts. And further, it is important for you to know you have spoken with the energy guardian, which you very correctly labeled him in your own terminology. He is the energy guardian of that room. However, The doctor is also, and does have the freedom to come in and operate within that room. She knew you would be there. She heard you ask earlier tonight to speak with her, or that you wished to contact her. She came and she was there. And you did not ask to contact her, so she did not speak to you. However, you were moving from the room, and she felt that because she wanted to grant your wishes she spoke to you. That was well, because you are moving into another area. You are a recorder, but you are more than a recorder. And if you do not wish to be, you have only to tell us now. There was a reason you were not allowed to begin this session at the time you wanted to. And I am at liberty to discuss that reason with you. You were anxious to begin the session, but you were not allowed to begin the session until the absolute correct time. It had to be the absolute correct minute in order for you to enter this energy state. The phone call was meant to occur at that time, so you could not begin the session. And you desired to conduct the discussion in relation to certain knowledge you have come to be comfortable with. The ultimate experience, 487, that was true. I had longed to return to areas of exploration that I could understand on a physical, earthly, level. Instead, the information had continued to become more complicated and convoluted. Jay, and you do know there is always a choice. You believe that. There was a point at which you were not really sure. Was there a choice? Could that happen? You had a fear that it could happen that you would not have a choice. And that something very bad might come, and you would not have a choice. That was a deep fear in you. Maybe you only touched it. Maybe it never seized you as such, except for perhaps once. But that was an exposure to which you were exposed in another fashion other than UFO energy. I believe he was referring to the exposure to the Antichrist energy in volume the second of Conversations with Nostradamus. But energy is working in all manners other than UFOs. We are balancers, in a sense. And that is one of the main purposes for why we come to your planet. There is such an intricacy of design, of interaction of elementals, and I do not speak of little fairies when I'm talking about elementals. Elementals, different forms of structures, timing, but I'm getting away from the point. And the point I'm being brought back to by the council in the sacred room, is that I must explain to you the mechanics of what happened tonight. So that when you sense it is happening again you will realize that you need to slow down. What happened is that you were speaking to the doctor. And then you got into an area where you were single-mindedly on one subject. But actually they were wanting to speak to you with regard. They did speak to you with regard to the information that was coming. See, I'm being dictated to and I am speaking, rapidly again, because these words are in a torrent, and they are coming very fast. And I'm bringing them through for energy levels to bring them to you. So what you must know is that, you were speaking to the doctor and you did not understand when she told you about giving the information, 488, the custodians, in book form. You thought she was simply speaking to the information of a light energy. She was speaking about the information that comes, because the type you receive here is not to be mixed with your investigation cases. Because there is a different purpose involved here. And what you must know is that this purpose has to do with events in Earth time that cannot be disturbed by disseminating information in book form before they have passed their time in Earth time. It cannot happen. And it was felt by the sacred. Searching for the proper word. There's no Earth word for it. It's not a council. It's past a council. It's past elders. But you would not understand the word. Because it is not in English translation. I cannot even bring it to my own consciousness, because I am not of that level. And when you did not understand, it had to come through the doctor. All that energy from that sacredness was trying to come in through her energy, and also through where the holding pattern energy of Janice was, back to the physical, back to you. And it was such a rapid shift. It was disturbed. So, there was an imbalance. And that's why you had to make the adjustment. It is important to know that there will be a book of this magnitude, which will be an expansion of any concepts you have been exposed to so far. But you have to understand that before you place the information you gather from Janice in book form, we must agree. D, I do understand that. I was a little concerned when Janice had these physical sensations. But when that heavy voice came through, you said it was apparently coming directly from the sacred room. Yes, He did indicate perhaps I had gone into an area I was not expected to go into. J, at this time. D, would it be better if I backed off? J, it's the fact that you may be exposed. You may go into the area. It's just that you did not hear what he told you, or perhaps maybe it was that you didn't quite understand the rate of where you are in relation to just disseminating information. There is an emphasis on your planet at this, the ultimate experience, 489, time, and an urgency for dissemination of information. And we wish to contact every being on your planet, so there can become a change with regard to vibrational rate. However, certain kinds of information, if it is disseminated, as I have said, prior to historical events that are set in time, it will intensify the ability of the negative energies to use those mechanics in their own negative way. And we are most concerned with that. D, then you don't have to worry. I won't do anything until I'm told to do it. J, I will say to you, that certain parts of the information that you gain will be used after the time of the Antichrist. D, I was wondering if I would be around to write it, and to disseminate it. J, you will be around. D, I will survive into the time frame? J, I think, yes, you will. D, and I'll still be writing and gathering information? J, you will be gathering, and you will be writing. D, I figured I would be very old by that time. Chuckle, but I will still be able to do this even though I grow very old? I'll be able to write my books, and, J, yes, because your age will be different. D, you mean it will be changed as we go into this other time period? This other frequency? J, yes. You see, nothing stays the same. You've heard this throughout your life. You are very comfortable as you are. You don't really want change as such. And yet internally there is a glimmer within you that knows that it takes place in a tiny, tiny, tiny way within you. As you grow through your work, it will be a naturalness, and it is not a manufactured change. It is what you came to do. It is your purpose unfolding. So embrace that change. It is your purpose. D, then I will still be alive, even though I'm very old, and be an observer of all these events that take place. J, I'm being told that the thing that is important for you to, 490, the custodians, know is that, you will continue to do this work. And you will be here. D, on the earth. Yes, all right. I have so much I want to do. I just want to remain healthy and have energy so I can do these things. J, you will develop. As you do the work, you will understand more and more of those things which complicate your mind, because it is simply a matter of wanting within you. And, only at the point where you want, will you receive. For we will never seek to overwhelm you. You see, Janice and Ken are in a common project in which you are also involved, and so are some of your colleagues. You have traveled this past year because of that project. In 1991, when this session was occurring, I had just begun my traveling to speak at conferences in the States. In the years to follow, I would travel all over the world several times. But on this evening, I had no knowledge of what my future would hold. J, it was in service to us and in service to your planet, unbeknownst to you, that you traveled. It will be in that same service that you go to London, and you will go to London. And what you need to know is why. And what do I speak of when I tell you? You are involved in a project. D, yes, that's what I can't understand. I thought I was writing these books to get information out. But is it beyond that? J, it is much beyond that. And the work is most important. Not everyone on your planet is involved in this project. D, can you tell me what the project is? J, yes, it is time for you to know. So you will be more comfortable with things you don't necessarily understand why you're doing. This is a most important project. It would take a while to explain to you the mechanics of the interrelated energy flows that take place in human beings, and to discuss with you particles and their intermingling, that is, merging and subdividing. However, the simplest form to tell you is that we speak of human ley lines of the planet, the ultimate experience, 491, and you are very connected in this way. Although you are unaware in most instances of energy fields and energy sources, You do on occasions relate to them. You have become more interested and will become more interested in knowing. Because your vibrational rate was necessary in Denver. It was necessary in California. It was necessary in the different cities to which you have traveled this past year. It will be necessary in the cities and countries that you will travel to in your future time. You never lose your connection to those you have touched. It is the same as drawing a line from you to them at all moments, because everything that is, never ceases to be. The energy you have at this moment will also stay in this room when you leave. It will never totally leave this room. You will never know that it does not leave this room, because you will not feel a lack. Only in great instances and expenditures of energy will you feel a lack. That is the time when it is important for you to learn how to replenish. You will need to know how to do that at a quicker rate of speed. Now, what I am trying to say to you is that people will talk to you about the lines on the planet. They view these lines as existing within the Earth, which is true. The project I am talking to you about has to do with human ley lines, human connections. If you can visualize certain people at certain points and locations on the planet at a specific point in Earth time and interdimensional time, and there cannot be any seconds difference, it must be coordinated to the letter. It has to do with the balance of the energy of the ley lines within the Earth. It is a hologram of ley lines. There was a sudden burst of strange static on the tape recording that sounded electrical. It did not obliterate any words. It was very quick, that is, your connection to Janus. Your connection to other people in your life, form to you and form a triangle. It is the triangle project. It is vital to this planet. It is most important that you try and understand that your vibrational rate, when you were in Denver, caused a change on the other side of the planet. Because of your connection to 492, the custodians, different people in your life. Because that connection is never broken. D, even these new people that I'm meeting all the time? J, yes, yes. But there are people who are in the project. Not everyone that you work with or meet will be in the project. You have a friend that you talk with, and he is in the project. You are in the project. Janus is in the project. There was much discussion about different people I had met, and their possible connection with my work, and my future. I was concerned about much of this at that time in 1991, because I had not yet formed my own company. J, what you need to know is that you have protection. So you can be involved with anyone, you can be involved with whomever. And it doesn't really matter, because you're going to get to the same place. So if you feel as though you are having a struggle, what you need to understand is what I began to talk to you about initially. And that was junctures in time. Because you can beat your head against all the walls, but until such time when it is congruent universally, that opportune moment where mankind's time, interdimensional time come together, it will not take place. Because the work you are doing is a planetary work, and it is for the advancement of mankind. You must understand your purpose here. You must understand that you have a very heavy responsibility, and you have asked to have that responsibility. Although you do not necessarily in your work look at it as that kind of a responsibility, because you are busy living your purpose. You don't have to discover what it is. D, I keep feeling I'm going to find even more information. J, oh, you are. That's what you came here to do. You are a translator. And your job is to help mankind come to know concepts that have been forgotten. Concepts that, by the turn of the screw, will change planetary history. D. HMM. That's a heavy responsibility. The ultimate experience, 493, J. Yes, it is. And I came to talk to you tonight. D. I appreciate that. I feel Janus needs information. But I do appreciate you talking with me. Because I sometimes wonder if I'm doing what I should be doing. J, you know you are. You do not wonder. D, it's as though everything has taken so long, in our time. J, that's why I'm trying to explain time to you. You have to understand time. And that is your job, because that is what you are dealing with in your books. You are dealing with interdimensional time. D, and also with very complicated concepts. J, complicated concepts that it is your job to simplify, so the man on the street can read it and go, oh. So people will begin to learn to live lifetimes at the same time, understanding that everything they do here in the physical on this planet affects every other lifetime. Their line goes all the way. That trail of energy from where we are now, what we are saying now, what you are saying from where you are to where I am, will always stay. The difference is only as you move from dimension to dimension. D, I keep thinking I'm being led to lost knowledge, to lost information. J, it is lost. D, I feel I have to get it back. J, that is my point. That is what I am telling you. How do you feel, in relation to what I have spoken to you about your own being? I was told to ask you that. D, how do I feel about it? Well, it feels comfortable with me. I want to continue my work. The main thing is that I remain healthy, then I can do the work in a better way, and have energy to do the work and to travel. As long as I can do that, I know I can do the work. Is that what you mean? J, that is what I mean. You realize that when you feel a problem, do you know what you need to do? D, ask you for help. J, yes. If you are willing. As you tell your subjects, if you are willing. 494, the custodians, D, chuckle. Then do I ask the doctor, or you, the mediator? J, you will only have to ask, and you will be connected to the proper place, to the proper energy. And, yes, I would say that it would perhaps be the doctor. D, to help with any discomforts or any problems I might have in the physical body. J, discomforts are problems. And, yes, I will come and I will help you. D, all right. Because I'm going to need that in order to keep functioning. J, you are feeling very tired? D, well, we've been at this a long time. And I think we're going to have to end the session now. J, because you are feeling very tired. D, well, it's not only that. It's that Janice has to go to work in the morning. We do have our physical lives to live. And we've been at this longer than any other session we've ever had. J, well, the point you must understand is that, it is 1 year later since you last worked. And Janice has developed beyond your initial methods of gaining information. To the point where her physicalness is totally different, as you should have sensed. And she is able to function with absolutely no sleep at all. D, but I wouldn't want to do that to her. J, well, no, it's not a matter of that. But it is one of those things we have taught, and can be used if the necessity arises. This is a very important time you are in now, and it is a very important location you are in now. And I'm not sure when you will be allowed back here. D, well, I do think we have been here long enough. J, it is entirely up to you. D, because we are functioning in Earth time. But I do appreciate you speaking to me, and giving me instructions. J, you are welcome. I wasn't expected to contact you tonight, for I was not expected to be asked to intervene. D, but the next time we do this, I will allow more of our Earth, the ultimate experience, 495, time, because I'll know these sessions can go longer. J, you should do so, for when you reach this level there is much information that needs to be gathered and brought back. It will become important, because it is the kind of information that will be used to function after certain events in history take place. It is that kind of energy. The voice changed and was different again. Louder. I was trying to end the session, and this voice had authority again. There is something I would like to tell you before you go. I wish to explain one thing to you, and that is that no harm can come to you as you do this work. We will explain many complicated processes to you. And you are being entrusted with a level of knowledge to which in actuality you have not been exposed. And it is important for me to impress upon you that we appreciate your work. And we want you to know that everything will be done to aid you. And we want to thank you for being, in a sense, a type of facilitator for Janice. So you can perhaps help her to integrate by what you are doing. This work, in a sense, is a great service to your planet, although, it will take place without your work. As in the last year you have not worked with Janice, but she has surpassed certain types of communication. So I just wanted you to know that I, personally, am in agreement with how you conduct yourself. D, I thank you. J, you are most welcome. And I bid you peace and love and light. D, thank you again. Whoever you are. Janice was making hand motions. That's a very beautiful gesture.